First of all, great to have a chat to Mick Kent, who no doubt would have been a relieved man on Saturday with Cepedo doing what most expected he would in the Monash Stakes. Well done, Mick, on a very impressive win.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
Were you a bit nervous going into that race first up with him?
Oh, really, nothing to do with him. He's had a really easy prep. He's a very natural sort of thoroughbred. You know, he takes a couple of bits of work and his adaptation to work's amazing. He just looks ready in a few weeks. And so he's quite easy to train that way, but he's always had little niggles all his life, and he's been fair as a bell. So, expecting him to do that on Saturday. Just typical Caulfield. It was only nigger for me, was that there wasn't going to be enough speed in the race, you know.
Mm.
But that's very typical of Caulfield. They said, this Australian crawl, we love to slow down that race. I don't know why we do it, but anyway... But he's got a turn of foot which can overcome that, so that was all good.
Well, Luke was supremely confident, and he knew he had that turn of foot underneath him. As you mentioned, he's had those niggles, so he's only lightly raced, isn't he, for a rising six-year-old. That was his 13th start and his 7th win. Do you think as he's getting older, as you mentioned, this is the best that you think you've had him this time in, that he's finally getting over those niggles?
Yeah, I do. He's actually a really smart two-year-old and three-year-old, but he suffers with pharyngitis, and we tidy it up, and when we worked him again and stressed him again, his immune system sort of didn't cope, and he'd flare up and get a hot throat again, and that really, he was going to be quite an effective 2 and 3 year old, I felt. He had to grow out of that, and then he's always had a bad foot up just once, which took his ages to get over it, and he just feels really hard ground a little bit, so when I ran that plane, he was pretty good with that time. I had to run him to get him qualified, and he came out of the race terrible, you know. We just had to space him and in time, but this time, I haven't had an issue with it, so touch wood, it stays that way.
And how did he come through the win on Saturday?
Yeah, really good. He pulls up a heart rate of 90. It's a cruise for him, you know. I don't know if you watch him walk back at the park. He's just walking the park for him.
Mm.
He's got a bit of a habit of idling. He's always done it. I made a mistake putting the blinkers on him to put a light in, because I knew he tended to do that. He can be out of the spot and he's whipping a furlong at about 10 and a half and get to the front, and then he cruises. And he did the same Saturday. He picked up, for 8 strides, and he got to the front, and then he sort of cruised, and we just had to shake him up again if he didn't go into the last bit. But he's got that habit of doing that. But he's come through the race really, really well. Yeah.
What's the plan then? Is it on to the Bletchingley?
Yeah, I think we'll go to the Bletchingley at the moment and then make a plan. There's obviously those mini double sprints for more of the Manicato into Tengri in October, which... I think Mooney Valley is a better track for him in the sense that there's more pressure. It was Mooney Valley, they tend to be more genuinely run races, so I think that would suit him. Or, depending after the Bletchingley, if we had an idea maybe to go to the Menzies, Lawrence Menzies is an option as well, but I think we'll just have a chat after the next run and try and map out the best program for him. But, I've always sort of thought he'd run further, and 5 is a bit sharp for him, even though he's won very well at 5. He's got really good figures at home. He's got a profile of a miler, so that might be something to think about. But we'll just get to the Bletchingley first and then see where we go from there.
Yeah, he does look like a horse that $1 million Memsie would be quite tempting.
Yeah, well, he'd be up and about, and he can just take a spot anywhere and he can quicken any time you like him. So it's pretty foolproof that way. I don't see any weakness in him. I know he's been renowned as a sprinter, but if you looked at what he does at home, you'd think that he'd get further easily. So anyway, we'll just have to weigh that up at the time. I do feel the valley suits him better with his more pressure in the race. The more pressure, the better for him.
You think he's a genuine top class Group 1 sprinter?
Look, he's shown me that at home. He's running the Goodwood. He went in the Goodwood probably about 35%, 80%, just the way he came out of that race at Flemington. And Blackheart Bart, Brad gave that a beautiful ride that day, got right through inside him. We had to go around him, and he sort of got beat, head to head, and half length ahead. So I think he's up to that level at his best. I think I mentioned that day last year. I think he ran the fastest 1,000 Flemington for the whole year, and the fastest 1,200 for the whole year. So he's certainly got the talent. It's just getting all the stars to align, getting in the right race in the right order, I guess. He seems to come back good. He's a bit older and more mature, and a bit solid, more solid. So if he stays on his feet, I think he's certainly got a chance at one of those better races.
Yeah, they're remarkable stats, aren't they? I heard Luke say yesterday that he's booked a family holiday. He might not be around for the Bletchingley. What are your thoughts, re-jockey?
That's it'll be a tricky one because if Luke isn't riding Craig as he does, but I've got the leading apprentice at the moment.
Yes.
We'll just see what happens there. So that would be something nice to do. I'll see how it looks like close to the race.
You must be wrapped, speaking of Bo, with this battle with Craig Williams. How keen are you to give him as much of a leg up as you can to get him across the line?
Well, we set out last year, I held him back last year purposely, because I said I think he'll be champion apprentice next year if we make use of the claim, full season of the claim. So that was what we set out to do, and I think we're going to achieve that pretty well. So all of a sudden, he's buying for his jockey premiership, and I decided not to worry about it. It'll be, but, you can't help take notice of it on Saturday every time a race goes by, up on the board, Williams versus Mertens. So he can't help take notice of it, but he's handled it really well. It would be a great thing to do if he does it. I think Craig's the running champion, so he's the one who has to win it. I keep telling him, you don't have to win it. No one expects you to win it, so just ride your horse as well. And I think I was really pleased to see him on Saturday. He got a bit of influenza, and we were having a bit of a dusty day early, and he came out in that last horse, and instead of worrying about the premiership, he sort of just rode the horse how it needed to be ridden. Like, he jumped to the front, probably went on contrary to instructions, but just rode the race as he felt it. And that's what he's good at. He doesn't let too much get to him, and just goes out there and does his job. And I'm really pleased for him.
He shows maturity beyond his years. What happened with Data Point earlier in the day?
Yeah, good question. He went terrible. But he doesn't like horses outside him. I just don't know if that horse is bigger than on the snow outside him, had said something on him, and Bo was pushing up, mindful to keep off the fence so he could get out, but he was still very plain late, and he seems to pull up fine, so...
Is he a thinker?
Yeah, look, people say that, but, he probably likes a little cut in the ground as well, but I just noticed at Moonee Valley when he ran the start before, he wasn't going to run on, and then the horse came outside him, and when that horse stopped off, he actually went, but I might just take that headgear off him. Like, I don't think it's suiting him at the moment when he gets stuck inside horses. He's so much better when he's got room. Still very disappointing.
Well, Sabido's a stable star at the moment, but looking forward to seeing Abby Marie when she returns as well. How's she going?
Yeah, look, she's had a fairly good break for the first time. She's had a really good break. Well, reported that she had that she was very sick for a long while and had laminitis in her feet. And she came up and she ran really well in the mannerism and went up to Sydney, pulled a muscle, came home, went back to Sydney. She ran really well in that Coolmore Fox Play 1. And just played not much life on a very heavy ground. So she's had a good break. She's come back. We're still on that Caulfield Cup prep. We'd like to see her get to that distance. That's where she's going to be effective. So we'll just head along that route. She's going to jump out next week. She's come up really well. No issues with her. So just hope she gets back to her best.
You think she's a Caulfield Cup horse?
I think that's sort of the right race for her, yeah. She certainly wants a mile and a half, mile and a quarter, mile and a half. She hasn't been there since she won the 8. Not through any fault of her own, and those 4-year-old mares to get well treated in that race. So I'm hopeful that's sort of where she ends up.
Well, Mick, well done on the weekend. Great to see Sabido in action. We'll look forward to seeing him back in the Bletchingley.
Excellent, thank you,
Mick Kent, trainer of Sabido.